Picture a Nobel Prize winner convinced of alien abduction. Consider a renowned physician spreading dangerous medical myths. Think about the brilliant friend who keeps making bewildering life choices. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Intelligence doesn't protect us from stupidity. It often amplifies it. Smart people can be less willing to learn from mistakes, more resistant to advice, increasingly dogmatic, and surprisingly blind to their own biases. Traditional measures like IQ, vocabulary, and abstract reasoning fail to shield us from cognitive errors. In fact, brilliance without wisdom creates a dangerous cocktail where our mental horsepower drives us confidently in the wrong direction. Lewis Terman's famous study tracking 1,500 high IQ children revealed something unexpected. Exceptional intelligence rarely translated to exceptional achievement. While most enjoyed comfortable careers, few reached the groundbreaking success Terman predicted. More troubling were Terman's own blind spots. Ignoring contradictory data, neglecting talented children from poor neighborhoods, and advocating compulsory sterilization of those with undesirable qualities. When challenged, he responded with personal attacks rather than reasoned arguments. Psychologist Keith Stanovich calls this dysrationalia, high intelligence paired with poor rational thinking. His research revealed weak correlations between IQ and rational decision-making. SAT scores barely predicted susceptibility to biases like framing effects or anchoring. Even delay in gratification showed almost no relationship with intelligence. Philosophers with PhDs proved just as vulnerable to these biases as anyone else. More intelligent people actually displayed a larger biased blind spot, expecting to outperform others while remaining equally susceptible to errors. Stanovich's rationality quotient test showed modest correlation with IQ, yet rationality scores proved three times more important in predicting negative life outcomes. High IQ individuals faced equal financial distress despite higher earnings. In 2004, the FBI arrested Brandon Mayfield for the Madrid bombings, claiming his fingerprint was a 100% positive match. Only when Spanish police identified the actual perpetrator was he freed. The FBI's expertise itself contributed to the error. Chess masters don't calculate more moves than novices. They use chunking to recognize situations instantly. This transforms expertise across domains, from Scrabble champions to London taxi drivers navigating 25,000 streets. However, brain scans of radiologists show increased pattern recognition but decreased visual cortex activity. Experts may miss details as their brains focus on broad patterns. Most dangerously, expert decisions based on gist rather than careful analysis become more easily swayed by emotions and biases. Some scientists develop Nobel disease, embracing dubious theories outside their expertise. Biochemist Carrie Mullis promoted conspiracy theories. Linus Pauling falsely claimed vitamin supplements cure cancer. Thomas Edison electrocuted animals publicly to discredit AC power. Steve Jobs' reality distortion field revolutionized technology but proved fatal when he ignored medical advice for pancreatic cancer, pursuing herbal treatments until too late. Hugo Mercier and Dan Sperber suggest reasoning evolved for social persuasion, not truth-seeking. If our ancestors needed to convince others, motivated reasoning makes sense. We're more convincing when marshaling evidence for our position while attacking opposing views. In small ancestral groups, regular debate balanced these tendencies, but modern echo chambers let biases run wild. Understanding this paradox isn't just intellectually interesting, it's essential for navigating a world where misinformation spreads instantly and complex problems demand more than raw intelligence. Benjamin Franklin's Moral Algebra offers an antidote: list pros and cons, carefully weighing each factor. This counteracts our tendency to rely on easily recalled reasons. Modern research confirms that considering the opposite reduces reasoning errors. For important decisions, ask, would I evaluate this evidence the same way if it supported the opposite conclusion? Imagine explaining your justifications to others. Studies show we consider more viewpoints when accountability is expected. This approach characterizes successful leaders like Angela Merkel and JFK during the Cuban Missile Crisis, who achieved better outcomes than those with rigid mindsets. We reason wisely about others' problems while struggling with our own. King Solomon demonstrated legendary judgment in royal matters, yet his personal life was ruled by intemperate passions, taking 1,000 wives, amassing excessive wealth, neglecting his son's education, ultimately leading his kingdom into chaos. Igor Grossman identified this same asymmetry in modern humans. We become more arrogant and less compromising with our own issues, especially when feeling threatened. The solution lies in self-distancing, mentally stepping back to observe yourself from another perspective. People practicing self-distancing describe situations more neutrally and seek underlying reasons rather than focusing on petty details. This isn't emotional avoidance, but gaining enough distance to confront emotions from a healthier stance. Ray Kroc's funny bone feeling led him to transform McDonald's into a global empire. The somatic marker hypothesis explains that our bodies create physical responses, heart rate fluctuations, stomach sensations, before conscious reasoning catches up, creating intuitive feelings. These bodily signals are processed through the ventromedial prefrontal cortex, explaining why patients with damage to this area make poor decisions despite intact intelligence. Individual differences in interoception, sensitivity to bodily signals, explain why some people make better intuitive decisions, with studies showing traders with better interoceptive accuracy achieving greater financial success. However, somatic markers can mislead, with irrelevant feelings sometimes influencing decisions like bad weather affecting job interview outcomes. Wise intuitive decision-making requires three interconnected skills: interoception, emotion differentiation, using precise vocabulary to describe feelings, and emotion regulation, managing feelings appropriately. Engaging with emotions isn't a distraction from good reasoning, but essential to it. The key is learning when to trust these gut feelings and when to subject them to more careful scrutiny, recognizing that our bodies provide valuable data without being infallible guides. The internet exploits our brain's truthiness judging, truth by familiarity and emotional resonance rather than facts. Presentation dramatically sways belief. Easy-to-read fonts increase trust by 40%, rhyming phrases are judged 30% more accurate, and irrelevant images boost credibility. Repetition proves especially potent. Hearing a statement three times from one source can match three independent sources, the illusory truth effect. This explains how determined minorities create consensus illusions, from tobacco messaging to climate denial. Our worldviews act as powerful filters. People spend 36% more time reading confirming versus challenging information, explaining why corrections often fail. The solution? Cognitive inoculation, controlled exposure to deceptive tactics that builds mental antibodies. Studies show explaining tobacco propaganda techniques made participants 28% more resistant to climate misinformation, regardless of politics. To detect manipulation, examine source credibility, verify credentials, identify logical fallacies, and consider alternatives. Watch for persuasive elements creating truthiness, repetition, emotional anecdotes without statistics, familiar-sounding experts, and polished presentation masking weak content. Genuine experts acknowledge complexity and uncertainty. Overconfidence often signals limited expertise. Richard Feynman scored only 125 on a childhood IQ test, yet became one of the 20th century's most influential physicists through relentless self-education. Unlike Lewis Terman's high IQ geniuses, who often underachieved, Feynman continuously expanded his mind, mastering genetics, art, Portuguese, and even safecracking at Los Alamos. Research reveals curiosity rivals general intelligence in importance, activating the brain's dopaminergic system to strengthen memory formation. This creates a spillover effect, where interest in one subject makes learning anything else easier. Students developing curiosity about physics showed improved performance across all subjects, accounting for up to 30% of learning outcomes in longitudinal studies. Curious people relish mystery and surprise, getting a dopamine kick from new information. This openness reduces dogmatism and increases willingness to change opinions. Dan Kahan's Yale research shows this itch to find out something new reduces polarization. Participants with high curiosity were 42% more likely to engage opposing viewpoints and 67% more likely to change their minds when presented with compelling evidence. These traits are crucial today, where an engineer's knowledge half-life has shrunk from 35 years in the 1920s to under 3 years. Companies like Google now explicitly seek candidates combining passion with intellectual humility over traditional academic success metrics. We learn best when confused. James Stigler witnessed a Japanese student struggle for 45 minutes drawing 3D cubes while classmates evaluated his work. What seemed like public humiliation revealed profound learning differences. Modern neuroscience confirms that deliberately limiting today's performance improves tomorrow's results. Robert and Elizabeth Bjork pioneered desirable difficulties, learning challenges that initially impair performance but produce long-term gains. Techniques like interleaving and pretesting feel confusing initially but yield superior outcomes. East Asian cultures embrace struggle as necessary, with sayings like, "Even genius cannot transcend effort." The Intellectual Virtues Academy in Long Beach represents the most comprehensive attempt to apply evidence-based wisdom principles in education. Founded by philosophy professor Jason Baer, the charter school organizes 9 master virtues into 3 categories: getting started, curiosity, intellectual humility, and intellectual autonomy; executing well, attentiveness, carefulness, thoroughness, and handling challenges, open-mindedness, courage, tenacity. Results prove wisdom enhances rigor. The school scored as one of the district's top 3 in its first year, demonstrating that cultivating intellectual character doesn't come at the expense of academic achievement, but amplifies it. The 21st century's complex problems, climate change, inequality, polarization, digital misinformation, require wiser reasoning that recognizes limitations, tolerates ambiguity, and bridges diverse expertise. Start practicing intellectual humility today. Question your certainties. Seek opposing views. Embrace confusion as learning. In a world that mistakes confidence for competence, the most radical act might be admitting what you don't know and committing to think more wisely about what you do. The path forward demands we transcend the false choice between intelligence and wisdom, recognizing that raw cognitive horsepower without the steering wheel of rational thinking leads us confidently astray. By cultivating curiosity, practicing self-distancing, building resistance to manipulation, and embracing productive struggle, we develop the intellectual character necessary for navigating an increasingly complex world. This isn't about becoming less intelligent, but about making our intelligence count, channeling our mental resources toward truth rather than self-justification, toward understanding rather than winning arguments, toward wisdom rather than mere cleverness.